Proclamation number 3525 of 26th of August, 1945. Living out and effectiveness of the divine word. God constantly conveys his word to earth where only the connection with him is established by a willing earthly child. And if the word is to become effective amongst people, it is to be received and followed with the heart. Only then will the human being feel the strength of the divine word. The direct recipient must be involved with the heart, otherwise he would not be able to hear the voice of the spirit. Nevertheless, he will only feel the full strength if he lifts out the word of God, that is, if he strives to fulfill God's will revealed through the word. The word teaches love, and the human being must first be active in love in order to receive the promised strength. The word of God is a source of strength because God expresses himself, because God is the center of strength from eternity and his word is the source from which everyone can refresh and strengthen themselves. Anyone who lives in love also longs for the divine word because he recognizes it as the connection between God and himself and longs for it. And God himself approaches him in the word by speaking to him through the voice of the Spirit, and he hears him in his heart if he listens attentively. If the word of God becomes effective in the human being, then spiritual maturity is inevitably the result. For the strength of the divine word promotes the human being's upward development, which is the aim and purpose of earthly life. The human being will shape himself into love. The strength of the divine word helps him to carry out his will. It impels him into loving activity. Love again unites him with God and makes him receptive for the emanation of love from God. And this lets him mature spiritually and find union with the Father of eternity. And now God works in him by making himself known through the Spirit. The human being is now in direct contact with God and hears him at all times. He hears his voice resounding in his heart and is already blissfully happy on earth. For now he feels God within himself and there is neither spiritual nor earthly adversity for him. He stands in fullest abundance of strength which he constantly draws from God, and this means overcoming all opposition, overcoming death, i.e., the lack of strength, and an eternal life. Man has reached his aim. He has returned to the one from whom he once came. Amen.